भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवा शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ ब्रह्मा देवानां प्रथमः सम्बभूव अमृतम्
अमृतम्
वी आर फिनिशिंग टुडे विल डू द वर्स द फर्स्ट सेक्शन ऑफ फर्स्ट मुंडका विल बी ओवर सो नेक्स्ट टाइम व्हेन आई कम बैक आई विल सम अप ऑल द नाइन वर्सेस टुगेदर नाइन मंत्रास टुगेदर देन यू विल हैव एन आइडिया विच आई डिडंट डू बिफोर सो दैट यू विल रिमेंबर इट कनेक्शन ऑन द कनेक्शन ऑल्सो यस्सर्वज्ञः
यस्सर्वज्ञः
सर्वविद्
सर्वविद्
यस्य
यस्य
ज्ञानमयं तपः
ज्ञानमयं तपः
तस्माद्
तस्माद्
एतद्ब्रह्म
एतद्ब्रह्म
नामरूपम्
नामरूपम्
अन्नं च
अन्नं च
जायते
जायते
The same thing, what has been said before, is repeated in this mantra. So we have to see. These four verses we see, the fifth mantra reveals the Swarupam of Brahman, Swarupam of the reality, how the reality is. When the fifth mantra reveals the Swarupam of Brahman, it reveals what Brahman is not first. What Brahman is not. What reality is not first. Why it has to say that? Because reality is available for recognition not as an object of knowledge but as subject of knowledge. Because reality is available for recognition only as a subject of knowledge as the meaning of the word I. There is a need for the Upanishad to make us understand what Brahman is not because we do not know the subject of knowledge. We do not know what the subject of knowledge is. Not only we do not know what the subject of knowledge is, in fact we do not know the very meaning of the word I. And not only we do not know the meaning of the word I, we easily mistake, due to our ignorance, helplessly, choicelessly, we naturally mistake the non-self for the self. I mistake the non-self for the self and we happily, our identity with the non-self is such that all the limitations are mistaken for the limitations of the self also. And all our transactions are based on our wrong perception, born of self-ignorance. Therefore, here, because the self has to be understood, the meaning of the word I has to be understood, self has to be understood, and then self, only by understanding what the self is, the self of the whole Jagat has to be understood. Therefore, here it is very important for Brahman, for the Upanishad to tell us what Brahman is not, what the reality is not, so that we will know what the self is not. Therefore, first is by teaching what the self is not, what Brahman is not, now it helps us to arrive at what Brahman is, and that Brahman, what we arrive at now as, we arrive at as the very subject of knowledge. That is why which we saw adresham, agrahyam, achakshushotram, apanipadam, all those words negate what Brahman is not. And thereafter, what you arrive at, now when you negate everything as non-Brahman, then you arrive at Brahman as what? Well, just as the subject of knowledge, as the Atma. Then what is that Atma? Nityaha, Vibhuhu, Sarvagataha. Now we saw that. Then you understand whether it's Shuddha Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, Shuddha Chaitanyam, pure consciousness alone is the reality. In fact, Brahma Shabdartha. Brahman is just the term which implies the pure consciousness. Brahman is equal to what? Limitless vastu. Brahman means megapiriya purul. Oppatra nigaratra perum purul is Brahman. Okay, Brahman is equal to what? A limitlessly big vastu, substance. So what is that limitlessly big substance, you know, is equal to what we say here? Consciousness. How do you say consciousness is the pure consciousness is the limitlessly big vastu? Because the pure consciousness alone is free from time limitation. Everything else is subject to time limitation. Because everything else has beginning, everything else has an end. Everything else other than that, other than consciousness, everything has beginning, everything has an end, everything comes into being in a given time, everything disappears in time. No, therefore we say, what is which is timeless, which is of the nature of timelessness? Kala varayarayatra parambarul. So what is it which is free from time limitation? We say, hey, the time itself is what? We are conscious of time. That means what? Time itself is knowledge of consciousness. Knowledge of, no, object of knowledge. Object of consciousness, isn't it? Time itself is object of consciousness, object of knowledge. That means what? Awareness. No, that's not, the time comes in time and time also is not there sometime. Therefore, awareness happens to be free from time limitation, time-wise limitless, kala varayarayatra. Awareness, the space being object of knowledge of consciousness, space consciousness is free from spatial limitation also. Okay, and consciousness pervades even the space which pervades everything. And we say here, and the same consciousness is free from object limitation because there's no object which is not consciousness. Every object comes into being, comes into being in time, exists in time, and disappears in time. Understand now? Therefore, that object, every object has its very being in awareness. Every object has its existence in awareness. Therefore, every object, no object is away from consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is free from object limitation also. We have to remember these are the three possible limitations. I will be repeating in all other following Upanishad class also. Okay, three possible limitations. This I had to talk about. Brahman means, these are three limitations we have to talk about. Therefore, that which is free from these three. So, what is that limitlessly big is equal to that which is free from all possible three limitations. And what is which is only free from all possible limitations is the only vastu consciousness. Therefore, we have to say A is equal to B, B is equal to C, C is equal to D. When you say A is equal to D, therefore Brahman is equal to pure awareness or pure consciousness. And how do you understand? By understanding the meaning of the word I. There's no other way of jumping upon, okay, stumbling upon this awareness we know. Now we say, hey, this Brahman, which has said to be understood clearly by you, okay, it has just been introduced to you, know what Brahman is. Understand? And this Brahman is in fact what? Jagataha Karanam. Jagat Karanam. Jagataha Karanam is what? What? How do you say it's Jagataha Karanam? Brahman is not the cause of the universe, but there is no other cause other than Brahman. Therefore, we have to say, Brahman is not the cause of the universe. Understand? Like, we can't say water is the cause of the ocean. Water is in the form of the ocean, that's all. We say, we are very sharp, we go and think, standing on the seashore, oh, water is not the cause of the universe. Okay? But what is this ocean then? A ocean is the name and form. What is this now? Oh, the water is the truth of the... Now, what is it without which this ocean cannot exist? That is water. If the water is not there, ocean cannot be there. If the ocean is not there, still the water can be. Still water can be in a different form. You have been the home of ocean. So, water is not dependent on the ocean. Therefore, we analyze Therefore, what is that cause of the universe, this ocean? Hey, the cause of the ocean is water. But because the water does not claim itself to be the cause. We only say, understand now, no cause really claims itself to be the cause. We want to understand from our standpoint, we always say the cause of the universe is Brahman. Cause of the universe is Brahman. Why? Because without Brahman, universe cannot exist at all. Therefore, from the standpoint of the Jagat, the Karyam, Jagat is Karyam, Karanam of Jagat is Brahman. Karanam and Karyam. It's called Karana Karya Prakriya or Srishti Prakriya. Karana Karya Prakriya means what? You say the whole Jagat is Karyam effect. Karyam in Sanskrit means effect. In Tamil we hear Karyam means not to be done. Something has to, I have to do. In all Indian language we also use this word Karyam. Karyam is a potential passive participle which means to be done. What is to be done? What has to be done? What may be done? Now we say Karyam. But here Karyam means effect. Karyam is effect. Karanam is cause. Whole Jagat Karyam. Jagat Karyam. Jagataha Karanam is what? Brahman. Karanam Brahma Jagat Karyam. So Karana Karya Yoho Duram Astiva, Duram Vartateva. Karana Karya Yoho, is there a distance between cause and the effect? There is no distance between cause and the effect. That means the whole Jagat, the effect is nothing but the cause. The whole Jagat is nothing but the cause alone. The entire ocean is nothing but water. Similarly, we say the whole Jagat is nothing but the cause, Karanam Brahma. And there is no the distance also. Karana Karyor Madhye Dura Apina Vartate. There is no distance between cause and the effect also. The effect is nothing but the cause, even though the cause is not the effect. So that means Jagataha Karanam is Brahman means what cause is it? What cause is Brahman? Is it the material cause or the efficient cause? Both the causes are Brahman. We saw that. Now both the causes are Brahman. Material cause of the universe also is Brahman. And then if efficient or the intelligent cause of the universe also is Brahman. Nimitta Karanam Api Brahman. Upadana Karanam Api Brahman. There again we say, what upadana karanam means what? Any material, you know, to become an effect has to undergo a lot of changes. You know, because undergo sort of processing and all that. Therefore, for that gold to become a chain, my God, it has to be, you know, not pure gold again. You have to add some copper and then melt it and have to under some certain condition. It has to be, you know, lot of things, lot of change has to undergo to become a chain. Then it's called Parinami Upadana Karanam. The lot of changes take place on the part of the matter, the material, for it to be converted into an effect. It's called Parinami Upadana Karanam. Like milk also has to really undergo change to become yogurt. Yogurt is not the same. It doesn't look like the same. It undergoes a change, sarupam. Now always it has to lose its own nature to become something. If a vastu undergoes a change, it loses its sarupam to become something, it is called parinami upadana karanam. Any material for that matter. Its nature is gone. The clay which is dry, you know, it is loose and also wet and damp becomes, you know, actually hard and dry in the form of a pot when you see undergone a change. But here, Swarupam, no, Grihitva, okay, holding on, without losing its Swarupam, remaining what it is, always, that which becomes the whole Jagat is what? We say, Vivarta Upadana Karanam. Without undergoing any change, retaining its Swarupam as it is, that which becomes the Jagat is what? Vivarta Upadana Karanam. We can say a water is the vivarta upadana karanam of and upadana karanam of the wave. Why? Because when the stillness also water was H2O, the H2O does undergo change. still in the form of wave also, still water is what? H2O. Isn't it? When it becomes wave also, water is the same H2O. But in milk and yogurt, milk becomes yogurt means, you check, you can see a lot of minerals would have been become added now. In that, isn't it? So, vivarta upadana karanam, parinami upadana karanam, Brahman jagataha vivarta upadana karanam, Brahman. Not parinami upadana karanam. Not only upadana karanam, and also jnanam also Brahman. The knowledge and skill required for creation, for this jagat also is what? Brahman alone. Jnanam is not outside of Brahman. Knowledge required for, this jagat also is not outside of Brahman. Therefore we say, this nimitta karanam. Nimitta karanam means intelligent cause. Also the universe also is what? Brahman. Both the causes are Brahman. So generally any product implies two causes. But here what about this jagataha? Nimitta karanam and upadana karanam. Both are Brahman means both are one, inseparable. Look at this. Both the causes are inseparable here. Generally with reference to any product, you can say material is different. The matter required for making the product is different from the maker. Maker and material. Maker and material are two different separable things with reference to any product here. But the reference is whole jagat, maker and the material are one and the same Brahman. That is why we say maker and the material of the universe being Brahman. We say the intelligent and the material cause of the universe is same Brahman. And for which, to understand that very clearly, Upanishad gave us a nice, beautiful example of Urna Nabihi. Urna Nabihi. You can never forget Urna Nabihi. You forget the English word spider. Okay? Urna Nabihi will always remember. Nul Vaitran. Okay? Urna Nabihi. Nabho Urnaha Yasya. Saha Urna Nabihi. You know? The thread stomached. Thread bellied is what? Urna Nabihi. So, Urna Nabihi, we say here, and is both efficient cause and also the material cause. Material to make its own web. If you see, what change does it happen on the part of the spider? Does it continue to exist or what? The same spider, after having created its web also, it continues to be alive. It is very much there. It's not dead, okay? The spider is very much alive, conscious living being. Now it sits there. And who taught spider? Nobody has taught. It's like, understand now? Sokiyam jnanam, sokiyam material. Understand now? It's own, one's own material also from itself, and knowledge also its own. And then it's there. Sujate grinnate cha. When it senses any danger, it can also go back. It can roll back its whole web into nice thing, pull it inside, withdraw and keep it inside. I can just go to different place. Understand? Sujate grinnate cha. Similarly, here also we say, the whole jagat is what? Where Brahman is, just an example, you shouldn't take it very seriously. Brahman doesn't pack up and then go somewhere, okay? That's the problem. Brahman does not go anywhere, packing up the whole jagat, fold the whole jagat, and then what will happen? It does not go anywhere. Brahman cannot go anywhere. Understand now, it's an example. You should not take it very seriously. And see, for the both thing, because knowledge and everything is one and the same. Other thing Upanishad wants to say is, the satya vastu is only reality, only one. Okay, one thing alone is satyam. All the differences, which is mind-boggling for us, which is very difficult for us to understand, because all the time we see is multiplicity and plurality and variety. How colorful and so many things we see, but to accept this, my God, the whole variety, diversity is the manifestation of only unity, unified, okay, unified field, but only vastu, which is really, it's a biggest fact, it's a too subtlest fact for this, grass meant to comprehend. Understand, it's a fact. If this fact can be comprehended, mind's job is over. The mind can say, come on, I am not interested in knowing anything anymore. When can the mind say, I'm least bothered to know anything anymore. I'm not interested in knowing anything anymore. Okay, I'm not interested in anything else. The mind, I tell you, the mind will be really settled. Okay, only when this mind can discover this fact of whole jagat being manifestation of the only reality, only satyam. A satyam is only one substance. All that is mithya. Mithya means it has no independent existence. It cannot exist by itself. Understand? For us, the mithya jagat becomes satyam. Because it appears to be so real for us. Not only mithya jagat is real for us, we look at everything that is happening as real, 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 real. Because we never see satyam. Never see the satyam. And then the mind, see, all the Upanishad's effort is to make you see the satyam. Okay, the Upanishad does not teach you how to see mithya. Already mind is stuck with what? Stuck with mithya vastu, nisniya things. The mind, it is very difficult for the attention of the mind to turn towards sadvastu. Understand? The Upanishad's effort is to take our mind from the mithya thing to make the mind see sadvastu. That is the effort. That is why it has to talk about all these things. Why karna karya prakriya? Why srishti prakriya is presented in the next verse? A brahma asti. Brahman is there. Brahman asti. And how is Brahman? Brahman has its maya shakti. This the maya is nothing but matter in its subtlest original form. Is matter something very different? No. In fact, the shakti of Brahman is nothing but knowledge. There is no other shakti. Knowledge is the power of the reality. Understand? No. Knowledge is the power of the reality. So, Maya Shakti, we say, this, what is Maya Shakti? Because knowledge has no independent existence outside of the reality. You know, knowledge is the very reality, isn't it? Like how stillness is not outside of water, similarly here, knowledge is not outside of the reality. And reality you can understand other than recognizing the knowledge. Only as a surupam of reality is knowing, isn't it? So here, this shakti is there, power. We say this power is there in that knowledge itself. The power is not outside of that reality. So the power being there, reality is what? So you say shakti and shaktiman, power and powerful. Bhagavan is called shaktiman because the one who has shakti is shaktiman. Isn't it? Like buddhi is buddhiman, shakti is shaktiman, bhakti is bhaktiman. So, Shaktiman is Bhagavan, we say, Ishwaraha, we say, and this Maya Shakti is there inseparably, okay, inseparably, one with reality, Maya Shakti is very much there. And we say here, always, Brahma tapasa chiyate, through knowledge alone, you know, Brahman becomes big, you know. And Brahman becomes big before gets ready for creation. It's all srishti prakriya. Brahma tapasa chiyate. The tapas is what always, before you want, when you want to cook something, before you go for cooking, you always think, visualize, what can I think? What can I cook today? When I make, so, you know, we should ask what was she doing yesterday morning. As she woke up in the morning, she was thinking, today what all I should cook, okay? First visualizing what all you want to make. And afterwards you start doing, you know, always before you do something, always thinking before what you want to do is very important, isn't it? We all do that. Even to go just, okay, today let me do all these things, we always think that. That's called visualization, okay? Visualizing what you want to do. Like the tapas, Brahman, for Brahman, tapas is not any, tapas is just not, tapasa chiyate. Understand now? Because it's the presentation, Upanishad presents that way. And then tapasa chiyate. Then it becomes this Brahman with Maya, first was there, and then Maya, this with Brahman, see, Brahman with Maya Shakti, then what? Chiyate, tapasa chiyate. Through knowledge, through visualization, it bulges and becomes big. Okay? then from that first comes into what is which comes into first? He says, that stage of Brahman being bulge state of Brahman is said to be what? Annam. Then annat pranaha, thereafter first comes into being pranaha and manaha, and pranaha and manaha stand for what? Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha means what? Subtle universe. You know the total subtle manifestation is called what? Sukshma prapanchaha. First subtle has to, this Upanishad presents, subtle universe manifests, comes into being first. And other Upanishads will say something differently. That is why Srishti should not be given much importance. Srishti is presented just to make us understand there is no Srishti, there is only Vyakti, only manifestation. And thereafter what? Annat pranaha manaha. Then we say lokaha, lokaha karmasucha amritam. Then comes all the worlds and all the human beings, all the individuals, all the karmas, all the karmapalams, all of them. No, they get ready, all of them come into being. So the Virat also comes into being. I told you, Eda Samashti, Sthula Prapanchaha is what? Vishnu Virat, and Sukshma Prapanchaha is Hiranyagarbha Saraswati, and no, the unmanifest universe is what? The Sukshma and Sthulam together remain unmanifest. This is called Shivaha, Ishwaraha and Shaktihi. There is completely, no, we say, undifferentiated condition, how everything is there. In fact, Jagat, whether Jagat is manifest or unmanifest, it does not exist outside of reality, the consciousness. The manifest universe, unmanifest universe. Is there universe? Is there time when the universe is not there? There's no time the universe gets destroyed totally. Please understand. There's no destruction on the part of the universe. Understand now, there is only manifest universe, unmanifest universe. Vilangahindra ulaham, vilangamarikindra ulaham. Understand? Manifest universe, unmanifest universe. Where is it when it's unmanifest? Not outside of reality. Where is it when it is manifest? Not outside of consciousness, the reality. Understand? Vilangahindra podum, vilangada podum, paramparalukku veliyile illai. Understand? It's always in reality only. The manifest and the unmanifest universe is not outside of reality. That reality doesn't undergo any change. This becoming manifest, becoming unmanifest is the nature of the matter. Understand now? Nature of the Shakti. That is how it is the nature. So bhava. Understand now? We can't. Why does it happen? That is so. Becoming manifest, becoming unmanifest, becoming manifest, becoming unmanifest is the nature of Shakti. Nature of Shakti, the power of Maya. Understand? Maya Shakti, which is not outside of consciousness. But consciousness doesn't undergo any change. In consciousness, the power of Maya remains unmanifest, or it becomes manifest as the universe. Is it clear now? The consciousness is there, the power of Maya, the Maya Shaktihi, either remains unmanifest as this, okay, unmanifest power, or it becomes manifest as the universe. Where? In awareness. Awareness is the substratum, understand? The adhara for the Maya to remain unmanifest or to become manifest as the universe. So this becoming manifest from unmanifest condition is looked upon as the creation, and being there for some time, the manifest universe being there is called sthitihi, srishtihi, sthitihi. Again the manifest universe becoming unmanifest looked upon as what? Dissolution. Okay, we say, or in fact, layaha. We don't say, no, I mean, destruction. Layaha is only remaining resolved. Instead of being resolved. This is how this, what is happening. In one srishti and in one sthiti itself, we come many times and go. That is why it is very difficult for this poor small mind to comprehend what is one srishti and what is one layaha. Understand now, there is no srishti layaha. Really speaking, there is only manifestation, only becoming unmanifest. Understand? This is what is explained. In fact, really speaking, the whole jagat, which is manifest, and or no, is nothing but Brahman. The idea is jagataha karanam Brahma. When you say a matter also is not outside of Brahman, And knowledge also not outside of Brahman. Everything is Brahman, we say. The vastu, the only reality of Jagat is nothing but Brahman. Jagat is equal to Brahman. Brahman is not Jagat, but Jagat is equal to Jagat is equal to Brahman. Ocean is equal to H2O. Is it clear now? And that vastu, that Brahma Satya, Brahman is Satyam, Jagat is Mithya. Understand now? The Mithya Jagat is nothing but Satyam Brahma. When you say Jagat is Mithya, you just say the Nama Rupam. The substance is what? Satyam. The substantive is Mithya. Like H2O substance is Satyam, the wave substantive is what? Mithya. The Nama Rupam is Mithya. Water is Satyam, ocean, the name and form is Mithya. Similarly here, all these Nama Rupas that we see, all the differences we see, all the differences, all these are Mithya, but Satyam is what? One indivisible, partless whole in which everything exists. And that sadvastu is actually the meaning of the word I. That is the truth of the whole Jagat, and that is the truth of the every individual. Truth of the body, truth of the pranas, truth of the mind, sense powers, truth of physiological functions, truth of every cell, truth of the mind, truth of every thought modification, truth of the word am. Understand now? Truth of the word I is what? One and the same. But the truth of Brahman being the truth of everything cannot be understood without having understood the truth of I being Brahman. Is it clear now? The truth of everything is that Brahman only. That is why Upanishad just says, this Brahman understood. Okay? Understood. Contemplated upon. Assimilated results in what? Resolving the resolution of the mind, which is Jivan Muktihi. Understand now? This what is Jivan Mukti? That is why the Upanishad emphasizes, if one truth is known, this is why we say reality of the whole Jagat is to be understood. In understanding this, the mind itself mind can be resolved. The only way. That is why Upanishad talks about, first Upanishad revealed initially, the very first section, it revealed the nature of Brahman, and the same verse said how Brahman, nature of Brahman can be understood as the meaning of the word I, now as the Atma, a subject of knowledge. Then the same Upanishad says, a Brahman is both the cause. No? Brahman is that from which everything has come into being. Srishti Prakriya has been discussed. The Srishti Prakriya has discussed not to say there is Srishti. In fact, we say just to understand there is no such thing called Srishti. There is only Vyaktihi, Abhivyaktihi. There is only manifestation. Is it clear now? Only when you understand this only manifestation, you say, you can understand the distancelessness being between the reality and the Jagat. Then you can say, where is Bhagavan? The whole Jagat is Bhagavan. Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha is Brahman. Understand now? Every individual also is what? Brahman. Everything is what? Brahman. Whole Jagat is Ishvara Bhagavan. Whole is Brahman. Anityamundre. Now we say here, everything is Ishvara. This understanding has to happen. That is why it is teaching. And now here we say, especially, look at this reality. Parambur, okay, this reality is of the nature of knowing. First you say reality has to be understood. Reality is available for recognition. Now, how is available for recognition? How are you going to recognize reality? How is Madhavi? How are you going to recognize her? We have certain features we can say. This is how she looks. We describe. Who is Rupal? We deserve look. Who is this Nirucha? This is how she looks. Now, always we have to give certain, certain characteristic features of the person so that you can go and recognize the person. To recognize something, something needs to be told. How are we going to recognize Brahman? Shastram says, reality has to be recognized in terms of its swarupam. In terms of its swarupam. Okay, so here, this is very important to know. Reality has to be understood in terms of its swarupam. Swarupathai vaitthudhan paramparalai purundhu kolla mudiyum. Where endha vidhamagum paramparalai purundhu kolla mudiyadhu. It is no other way of arriving at the reality other than knowing its swarupam. It is very important thing. Understand? And then, you understand swarupam itself is what? No, reality has to be understood in terms of swarupam. That is why we say reality is, and where is available? As the meaning of the word I, as the subject of knowledge. Very important to know this. As subject of knowledge. So that is when you understand this, all the prakriyas help you to arrive at what reality is. What is swarupam? Knowing is this swarupam. Then we say, if reality, the pure, how pure knowledge is. How does the pure knowledge look? The power of look. We say, how does the pure knowledge look? No, it can be looked at. That's the problem. No, it can be looked at. So how does pure knowledge look? Understand? Oh, that is why discover, first know the knower. Once you know the knower, you have arrived at the reality. Then reality is of the nature of knowing means, then this is how pure knowledge is. This is how pure consciousness is. This is why I had to repeatedly listen to this lesson for some time, quite some time. How long should I be listening? Sleeping in the class, come and sit in the class, half the class you sleep, doesn't matter. Be in the class continuously for some time. And one day you can't miss this. So Swamiji told me that. And he proved it also. You can't miss it. You know that. Then you should be sleep, you shouldn't make deliberate effort to sleep. In fact, even if you sleep, doesn't matter. Sometime you wake up and then you keep on listening, you can't miss it. Understand? This is the thing. So here, oh jnanam. That means, look at this. Whole, when you say real, swarupam of reality is pure knowledge. A reality is in the form of pure knowledge. Paramburudiya vadivam engana. What is the form of the pure? How does it look? We said, what is the form of the reality? What is the form of the reality? A pure knowledge is the form of the reality. Okay, that means what? Reality is in the form of pure knowledge. That is why we cannot look at it. Understand now? That is why we cannot hear it. That's why we cannot smell it. That's why we cannot taste it. We cannot touch it. Understand? Touch, taste, looking at, seeing, everything is happening. Everything is happening in that pure knowledge. Because of that pure knowledge. Understand now? In reality is in the form of pure knowledge. Arive Devam. Understand now? Arivaha Paramrul Irikkiradana. Reality is of pure knowledge. Therefore, what do you say here? Reality is the pure knowledge means reality is all-knowing. All-knowing. Knowing is not an action, but swarupam. Therefore, all-knowing, omniscience is the swarupam of the reality. Understand now? Reality is omniscience, in fact. All-knowing. Sarvam janati. Sarvam janati. Why do we say that? Because knowledge no knowledge is outside of consciousness when we say. The conscious, the knowledge is always what? Knowledge is something which always manifest. Knowledge remains unmanifest always in reality. Okay? The reality which is pure knowledge, in pure, the reality as pure knowledge, all knowledge remains unmanifest. Knowledge has to manifest. They say the whole jagat is what? Manifestation of knowledge which is already there in the form of reality. So, you know, manifestation of knowledge is already there in the form of reality. Arivin velippade in the jagatna. Manifestation of knowledge is the jagat. So, whole jagat is knowledge manifest. What knowledge? Knowledge of everything. Everything. Sarvam janati. Iti sarvajnaha. Bhagavan is called sarvajnaha, omniscient. Okay, all knowing. All knowledge is Bhagavan. Any knowledge you have, any knowledge anybody has, okay, any knowledge whoever has, that knowledge, where is that knowledge? Tell me. You have to understand the here. Suppose a person who is an expert in cricket, okay, the field of playing cricket, all the details about cricket he has, knowledge he has. We may not know all that. The knowledge connected to, pertaining to the cricket game, no, that person has. Where is it? That knowledge is in the form of thought. Suppose a physicist comes, people who are given study of physics, they all that they know about physics, where is it? The knowledge of physics is in the form of what? Thought. Isn't it? People who are given study of chemistry or biology or medicine, any discipline for that matter, any discipline for any fine arts, any music, any, you know, anything, any knowledge, knowledge of any discipline, okay, given discipline, knowledge in any, of any field is in the form of thought. Understand now? So all knowledge, knowledge of different fields and different disciplines, all rise in the form of thought. Now again, where do they rise from? The source of all knowledge is what? Only vastu, the consciousness. Understand, knowledge is already there. Please, knowledge is not created. Knowledge is not created. Knowledge is already there. Knowledge is not created, it's already there. And knowledge only has to manifest. It has to manifest. Knowledge is never created. Condition is created for knowledge to manifest. That's all. Knowledge always manifests. Therefore, the source of knowledge, if the knowledge was not there already, it cannot be created. You know that? Knowledge wasn't there already, it cannot be created. Knowledge was already there, only it has to surface, it has to manifest. But for the knowledge to manifest, it must have been already there. Where was it then? That is the source of knowledge, origin of knowledge, fountainhead of knowledge, we say. So the source of knowledge, the origin of knowledge, arivin utru, we say here. And then the source of knowledge, from where the knowledge manifests, is what? All-knowing. Understand now? That is why we say all-knowing is consciousness. Omniscient is consciousness. Sarvajna is consciousness. Sarvajna is consciousness. Then who is all-knowing? Bhagavan is only all-knowing. And not only that, it's a general, not only the general knowledge of everything, many things. Detailed knowledge of everything. Detailed knowledge of everything. For example, I can give you now, I can say, Hey, what is this plant? What is this here? It's a flower. Where is it from? No, this is from a given plant. What is the name of the botanical name of the plant? You will be able to answer. I don't know that now. Okay? And why? How big is the plant? This big is the plant. Why these leaves are so big? We do not know. Why these flowers have only this fragrance? We do not know. Why so many petals are here? We do not know. How many colors are available now? How many colors are available now of the same flower? We know few. Are there many? We do not know. Why don't see any stamen here? Why? Why there are not pollen here? Why? No. They are there. Understand now? Why there are lots of things we do not know. We know, okay, all the plants absorb water through roots. Water goes up, and then we also did an experiment in a kindergarten school, no? When we were in school, third and fourth standard, we want big understanding for us. Take one stem, one small plant with the root, put in the water first. I was so excited about it. No, I really still remember that. This is a third standard class, no, 7-year-old. And then we take a big, no, small plant with the roots on one cut, no, and with the tap root, no, we carefully take it and put in the water. We put red ink in the water and mix it, and then we keep it there for. We keep the plant for half a day. The next day or evening, and we take it. The teacher comes. Come on, if you come and stand around me, and then we all stand around the teacher, and she takes. Look at this now. Have you seen that water? Yes. You see now? I cut it, and she cuts and shows in between all the red water. So big now, my God, the roots absorb water. The water goes to the leaves. There is no. There are so inside. There's no. The vascular, no, small things. It's a big understanding for us. Isn't it? As a 3-7-year-old. The whole jagat, our knowledge of the world is only 7-year-old knowledge. 7 years we've been exposed to the world. How much are we exposed to? Well sheltered also in India. Not free to move around. And that's a big learning. Isn't it? Therefore, what I'm saying here, that means the knowledge is there in every plant, in every cell, every living being. Every living being, there is knowledge manifest. In the non-living thing, knowledge is there or not. Knowledge is there in non-living thing also. When I say knowledge, I mean the pure knowledge. Pure knowledge means what? I mean the reality. Understand? We said the cause of the whole, the truth of everything is the reality means, and that reality is pure knowledge when I say. Reality and pure knowledge are not two different things. Reality happens to be the pure knowledge, that is why it is not available for objectification. How are you going to see the pure knowledge? Because the pure knowledge has to see everything, isn't it? What should be the pure knowledge is that which knows is pure knowledge. Because the Surupam is pure knowledge. Arivum param tuya arivum paramborulum irivere porkalalla. We have to understand. Reality is the pure knowledge and the pure knowledge is the reality. Understand? Therefore, the pure knowledge is the reality means that pure knowledge must be there in everything here. That's the truth of the whole jagat. A non-living thing also pure knowledge must be there. In the living thing also pure knowledge is there. But what is the difference? What is the difference? In living things, knowledge is manifest. In non-living things, knowledge remains unmanifest. Okay, this jada, chetanam, achetanam, jagat itself is what? Manifestation of the only reality. There again, the swarupam of the reality becomes manifest or it is unmanifest. Non-living thing also, pure knowledge is unmanifest. Understand? That is why Ayudha Puja day we worship everything. We have no problem in worshipping the stone. Because 100% we believe there is pure knowledge, unmanifest knowledge. Understand now? Knowledge is, it is unmanifest. But in the living thing, knowledge is manifest. For need, that's why this depends on upadhi. Understand? It needs what? The reflecting medium. The medium is missing there. The proper upadis are not there. Therefore, it doesn't, the knowledge is not manifest. Anyway, what I want to say here, so knowledge is there in everything. Knowledge is not created. So in all the living beings, all the functions, everywhere, knowledge is very much manifest. That is why, that how knowledge is manifest, there is the knowledge involved in the function of kidneys, knowledge involved in the function of heart, knowledge involved in the function of, understand now, back in the order of the function of every part of the body, knowledge involved in the functions of an ant, okay, ant's body or a frog's body, anywhere, the plant, everywhere, that knowledge is what? Manifest knowledge. Understand now? The same knowledge is manifest here. Therefore, that all that is what? Detailed knowledge. Understand now? The source of any knowledge is what? Reality. That is why the detailed one who has the source of detailed knowledge of everything else is what? Brahman. Therefore, what do we call Ishra? Sarvavit. Sarvavit also means all-knowing. Sarvagyaha also means all-knowing. So, Sarvagyaha is the source of all knowledge in general. The source of all knowledge in details is what? Sarvavit. Same meaning. Both mean the same. Ishra is the only Sarvagyaha. Ishra is the only Sarvavit. And we say, a jnani also is said to be Sarvagyaha, not Sarvavit. Bhagavan is Sarvavit as well as Sarvagyaha. But a jnani can said to be Sarvavit, Sarvagyaha, not Sarvavit. That is why one who knows Brahman definitely will not know what? Physics, chemistry. Physics and chemistry. Maybe a little bit if he studied. Understand? A Brahma Jnani need not be the knower of everything. Definitely will not know how to know. I mean, he cannot prescribe medicines. People think, you know, he can prescribe medicines for physical illness and all that. No. Understand? This is Sarvagyaha means what? Why a Jnani, Bhagavan is Sarvagyaha, one who knows everything. But why a Jnani is said to be Sarvagyaha? Because a Jnani is the one who knows the reality, the pure knowledge. Who knows the reality, which is the source of all knowledge. Jnani is the one who knows this reality, the pure knowledge. Source of knowledge. Jnani knows the reality, the source of knowledge. Therefore, he is said to be Sarvagyaha. He knows the reality, which is the source of knowledge. At least Jnani knows very well. What is that? He may not have the detailed knowledge of many things, but he knows one thing definitely. There is no other source of knowledge other than, there is no other source of knowledge other than reality, Brahman. Source of any knowledge is nothing but Brahman. He knows very well. He may not know, have the detailed knowledge of everything. Therefore, Jnani are said to be what? Said to be Sarvagyaha. But no human being can ever become Sarvavit. Sarvagyaha, one who knows everything in detail, Sarvavit. No human being can ever become a Sarvavit. A human being can become maximum Sarvagyaha. How? By knowing the reality. Reality, the source of knowledge, he can arrive at. He cannot have the detailed knowledge of everything. Because the limitation of this upadhi. Understand now? Understand? So Sarvagyaha. But that itself, by becoming Sarvagyaha itself, the mind will resolve. Mind will not be there, resolve, the desire will not arise anymore. Thereby, even how the reality is a source of detailed knowledge that he cannot know. Because the mind will be resolved by then. That is why always with this itself one attains freedom, one becomes free. Understand? There is possibility, not possibility, in fact everyone has to become Sarvajnaha. Sarvajnaha, all-knowing, means one who knows the true reality, the source of all knowledge. Thereby one becomes all-knowing. One who knows the all-knowing reality is said to be all-knowing. One who knows the all-knowing reality is said to be the all-knowing. Really speaking, one can never become na sarvavit. Because here the mind, understand now? How can mind ever become conscious? Mind is already consciousness, but still it's a little, isn't it? Mind resolve means that's all. It's consciousness, isn't it? That is why this is a very important lesson. Anyway, we'll do it again, but let me see it. Let me read this. I finished some explanation of this and go home and read it. So next week we'll come back and sum up all the mantras together. Yes, Sarvajnaha.
Yes,
Sarvajnaha.
Yes, Sarvajnaha.
Sarvavid.
Sarvavid.
So, yaha sarvajnaha sarvavit. Now, you know who sarvajnaha, who is sarvajnaha. So, yaha means Ishwaraha. Yaha Ishwaraha, the Lord who He is. Okay? See, I told you already, the upadhis of Lord and the upadhis of individual. For the individual, upadhi is different, isn't it? Avidya is the maya, avidya upadhi we have. Lord Ishwara has what? Maya upadhi. The total power. We have limited power. That's the difference. So here, sarvajnaha, all-knowing, okay? One who knows everything in general. Sarvavit, one who knows everything in detail. Both sarvajnaha and sarvavit, both words mean what? All-knowing. Omniscient only. One who knows everything is sarvajnaha, one who knows everything is sarvavit. Why should Upanishad use two words? One who knows everything in general is sarvajnaha. One who knows everything in detail is what? Sarvavit. Who is sarvajnaha sarvavit? Ishwaraha. Who can become sarvajnaha? Jnani is only sarvajnaha. Even a jnani cannot become sarvavit. Why a jnani is said to be sarvajnaha? Because jnani is the one who knows the all-knowing reality. Therefore, he is said to be sarvajnaha. But he cannot be sarvajnaha, sarvavit. Yaha, why Yaha is used here? Ishwaraha, the Lord. Ishwaraha here. Yasya, you know, yasya, jnanamayam tapaha.
Jnanamayam tapaha.
So, yasya tapaha jnanamayam. Tapas is a new to gender word. Yasya tapaha, for the Lord, no, what is his tapas? What is one has tapas means or commitment to something, no? His tapas is what here? Knowledge itself is tapas. Bhagavan, knowledge itself is tapas. Visualization itself is tapas. Knowing is tapas. We say, sun is all illumining. Look at this. Sun is the all illumining, all illuminator. All illumining is the nature of Swarupam of the sun. Inside and also outside everywhere. In a given area also it is illumined by the sun, and the whole area, the big area also is what? Illumined by the same sun. With reference to the big area it illumines, it is said to be what? All illumining, understand now, widely. All illumining in a given space. Isn't it? We say here. So, this is for that, what does this sun do to illumine? Just for being, understand now. Here the tapas here is, knowledge is the tapas. Suppose if we have to do something, tapas means we make commitment, we make efforts, no? Or we know every day, okay, but tapas, every day, getting up at 5 o'clock, doing some japam, doing that, yogasana, and pranayama, and going for a small walk. No, it's tapas. All tapas in maintaining good health is the thing. Then there's a tapas is there. Tapas is involved. Every day 5 o'clock, go to bed exactly 10 o'clock, and not before 10 o'clock. Not after 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock go to fall asleep, go to bed and sleep. Try to sleep, definitely before 10:30 you are fast asleep. And asleep, have a good disturbance-free sleep every day, because the whole day you plan and work so well that you sleep very well. Get up fresh in the morning, 5 o'clock, and have good shower. Then do pranayama. Then you have yogasanam. Then go for a quick walk. Come back and have even a cup of food. Like maintenance, all tapas. Tapas. And also what some people want to sing music. And they go to the river and they get into the river and stand inside the water. Suppose the throat has in classical Carnatic music India, if you have to sing, you have to do a lot of tapas. You know that? Tapas means what? Get into the river, okay? And it will be very chill water, you know. Get into the river water and have to stand there. Till the water should be till here. They had to practice like that. Sari, 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 gama, sari, gama, sari, gama, padani, sasani, da, padani. You had to practice and practice and get it. Tapas. Listen, to attain perfection in anything, we need to have tapas. Regular disciplined practice of disciplines, regular. Consistent practice of disciplines is important to accomplish perfection in anything. Any field for that matter. This is a very different important. So here for Brahman, Brahman does not need to stand on one leg, or do shirasasanam to do anything. Here, what is a tapas for Brahman? Tapas is knowledge. Swarup means tapas. To become sarvajnaha, sarvavit, what tapas Brahman doesn't need to do? Is swarupam. Understand now? Knowledge is tapas here. Understand? There's no other tapas involved here. Therefore, jnanamayam tapaha, kidrisham tapahana. What sort of tapas does Brahman have? A jnanamayam tapaha. Understand? Knowledge is tapas. From that Brahman alone, he says, Yetad Brahma. Look at this. From that Aksharam Brahma, Yetad Brahma. Yetad Brahma means what? This here, Yetad Brahma means Hiranyagarbha in this context. This subtle universe has come into being. Etat Brahma means this subtle universe has come into being. This Hiranyagarbha is born of what? Hiranyagarbha means subtle manifestation. Subtle manifestation is from where? From this Brahman only. Then thereafter, Nama Rupam. All the names and forms stand for grass universe also. All the Nama Rupam. All the forms, all the names have come into being from this Brahman only. Tasmat etad Brahma. From that alone, this subtle universe has come into being. All the names and forms have come into being. From that Brahman, tasmat, then annam, my God. You don't know food, Narada-ji. You don't eat at all. Okay, annam. In other words, one person who does not eat food, and who just still surveys Radhani-ji. Okay? I hardly see him eating. Yeah. Annam is food. Why? Because food does not mean just what we eat alone. The sustaining, okay? Everything is sustained. All the being is sustained by what? What is sustaining any being? That becomes the food, isn't it? Annam, the food, all the names and forms, the anti-subtle universe, all of them, and Jayate is born. That means what? What does the new... What does the Upanishad want to tell here? A subtle universe, Etad Brahma, subtle manifestation, Hiranyagarbha. Annamarupam, Annam, grass universe. All the living beings, all the inanimate beings, all the food required for them, all the names and forms, all of them have come into being. Jayate is born of that Brahman, tasmat, from that Brahman alone. Who is that Brahman? This Brahman is another than what now? Brahman is Ishvara, okay? Brahman is the Lord of the universe. And who is that Lord here? What is his, why? How Jayate has come into being? Because this whole Jagat is knowledge manifest. And then now, manifestation of knowledge. For this whole Jagat to manifest, for the knowledge to manifest, the knowledge must have been already there. Look at this. The Jagat itself is knowledge, manifestation of knowledge. This knowledge must have been already there. Isn't it? It must have been there. That means what? Hey, Brahman, Ishvara, we say, Sarvajnaha, na Sarvavit. Whatever knowledge is manifest, that is consciousness, reality. Whatever knowledge is manifest is unmanifest knowledge is what? Consciousness. The unmanifest knowledge is consciousness, manifest knowledge is consciousness. That is why, we do not know. The tree has unlimited knowledge. Look at this. The tree, any plant has a limited knowledge to live its life. That knowledge is what? Manifest knowledge of the reality. Understand now? Knowledge manifest. And any living being, suppose that knowledge is not in us. We do not know how it happens, how it lives. So when knowledge manifests in a frog or in an ant, in an amoeba, in paramecium, whatever it is, it is what? Knowledge manifests knowledge. We do not see that. Understand now? There is still knowledge manifest. Detailed knowledge. Understand now? So all manifest knowledge, source of knowledge is the reality. In fact, we are trying to learn our own system first of all. The more we have discovered, the more medicines and more technology has come into being now. Our own system, we have not discovered so many things. We have discovered so many things. Isn't the technology so high? People talk about the technology, boasts of technology. But say there are some new things now. Of course, we find out by time, okay? You know, cancer is there, and then that is there. Why cancer is? Why there is swine flu? What is the cause of it? What causes it? What can rectify it? What can undo it? Now we know so much. Now, once upon a TB was a very dangerous disease. Now we have everything. Isn't it? So, a lot of things we have to learn our own system. What I'm saying here, the how knowledge is manifest. Any living being lives its own life. To live its own life, it is blessed with adequate knowledge. That knowledge is manifest knowledge. Is it clear now? That is why we don't need to go and teach any other being how to live its life. No other living being goes for any instruction, coaching class, tuition, to know how to live its own life. You know, our own heart and lungs do not ask for support, help from us. Oh, I'm not able to solve this problem. You look at this, because all knowledge manifests. Our own system, if you take, your own physical body, if you take the system, the knowledge is manifest. And there's a discipline involved and it functions. It functions. It has its, so heart lives its heart's life. As long as order into pump, one day it becomes tired because of your abuse. Then that's a different thing. But what I'm saying, but still it functions, isn't it? Abuse can always cause problems, but still it never asks for knowledge. It struggles and struggles to cope with this. And one day it says, goodbye, I can't live with you anymore. Okay, it stops. That is a different thing, but still it functions. We don't need to go outside of your system. Because we have very much eye-boham buddhi in the body, we always look at it like this. Everything is like this. We have to see our own physical body. No organism seeks any help from other organism how to live its life. Except the human mind, okay? Our own system, if you say, kidneys not seek help from us. how to function. That means what? Knowledge is manifest. That manifest knowledge is what? Reality. Understand? You can't see through your physical eyes the knowledge, but you can understand the knowledge being manifest is all Bhagavan. Understand? Sarvavithu, sarvajnaha, detailed knowledge. What is the source of detailed knowledge which is manifest as every small organism is consciousness, reality. What is that manifest knowledge? Knowledge in detailed knowledge or in general knowledge. Any knowledge is what? Source of knowledge is what? Reality. Therefore, Bhagavan alone is Sarvavit, Bhagavan alone is Sarvajnaha. If at all if you know who Bhagavan is, what the reality is, then you can say, because you know the source of knowledge, you can also say to be what? Sarvajnaha. But you cannot become Sarvavit. Therefore, what is this whole jagat? Now I tell you, you don't need to, this mantra tells us to understand this fact. Whole jagat is Ishwaraha. Whole jagat is manifestation of the reality which is pure knowledge. Therefore, whole jagat is manifestation of knowledge. The real knowledge, the pure knowledge, the reality. But you can't see the knowledge through physical eyes. You can understand the knowledge being manifest. Okay, we'll let me stop here.